to your regional leaders, so special. Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience you can call your own there, like watching your favorite team, with ice cold beer, and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
Your draft philosophy likely determined where you are in the standings at the midpoint of this fantasy football season. We're going to talk about why, if you haven't figured it out already, and I don't know if there's a way around that or if there's a change in this for the coming season. Now that we're halfway through it, this is the Todd Ray Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters has paid the bills for this podcast for the last 8 years. We've been doing this for 9 years. My friends at Papa John's got us started, and I appreciate that as well. Again, I am located in Tampa, and it's the original Hooters brand, which runs 11 restaurants in the greater Tampa Bay area, that pays for this podcast so you don't have to. The John's Pass location just reopened Monday. They had some effects from Helene and then significant damage as a result of Milton. I bring up that store because the store is run by one of us. And I've talked about him here. He plays in our leagues, and he coordinated one of my league drafts, the Coalition, at his former store on 4th Street. And that's Tony Metzler, and he's the store manager. And I had a brief text exchange. I didn't want to take up much of his time yesterday and just asked him, hey, how'd the reopening of the store go? And he talked about, he's like, well, I wish we'd had more people here. So I told him, I'm going to hit this hard. The John's Pass Village location, which is it's kind of a one-of-a-kind store with what's around it, the walking distance from the beach, the view of the beach, the water, the bridge there between Dare Beach and Treasure Island. It is really a unique spot. And Tony just got open on Monday, October 21st. So, if you're in the area and you need an escape, as fantasy football and just watching football has been an escape for me the last couple of weeks, please know that Tony Metzler at the John's Pass Village Hooters is open for business and would love to give you that escape. They are one of 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. As of yesterday, the Newport Richey location, I believe, remains closed. There's one other location, and I'm sorry I didn't remember the specifics, that I believe has limited hours. I think every other location has been up to speed. I know I drove past the Odessa location, one of the most recently constructed, on the Saturday after the storm, and they were open for business and packed for a big day of college football. And that was their first day back after Hurricane Milton. So, Tony, love to see you. John's Pass Village, originalhooters.com for information on all 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for those that wrote. Just saying, hey, how you doing? It's appreciated. Very much appreciated. How am I doing? Still using this as a big distraction. Because since I last talked to you, I learned of two people close to me who within the last week plus, around all these things, everyone in the Tampa Bay area is dealing with as a result of the hurricane. And I know there were even some tornadoes in southeast Florida that impacted some people. I can't stress enough. I mean, I'm grateful to be alive and that I have all my possessions and I leaned on some really good friends. And a couple of my friends lost loved ones in the last week or so. So, let me talk about some fantasy running backs, just to go down that road instead, because you're probably wondering at season point why you are where you are in your fantasy football leagues. And in the two leagues that I commission and play in, and I talk about here, in one league, I'm on top, and I'm in great shape to defend the Jimmy McGinty Trophy for the second year in a row. And in the other league, I've pretty much fallen apart. The difference is, in the foundation where I'm currently number one, I went running back, one and two, and also put an emphasis on having other running backs available to me as the season went on. In the coalition, which is a little tougher to do because it was 12 teams, I didn't make drafting running backs a priority, something I didn't do in 2021 when I won that league. And I was able to do some other things and pick up a key running back along the way to go with, say, one running back I grabbed in the draft that worked out well for me that particular season. So, just from week 7 alone, and I get the Fantasy Life newsletter as a fan of Matthew Berry, who's got a lot of good people working for him there. Pete Overzet, in his week 7 takeaways, put in the headline, "It's an RB world." And he writes, "If you started your 2024 draft with a bunch of RBs, you probably had an incredible week 7. Let's see. Yeah. Take a look at the stat line from these top running backs yesterday. And he lists the following, and this was before the Monday game where Derrick Henry, despite questions about why he wasn't in the game with 3 minutes left in the second quarter, was sitting on a paltry 24 yards and then went off to the tune of, what, 170-plus and a receiving touchdown late in the game. So you factor in Henry, and then, as listed in the Fantasy Life newsletter by Pete, Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley, Joe Mixon. Mixon did more than C.J. Stroud in the Texans game. Bijan Robinson, he's coming. Kenneth Walker has been really good in spots. Kyron Williams, who just keeps scoring touchdowns. Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs. So if you put Henry on this list, that's 9 right there. And these are all names, right, that in the early rounds were there for us. Now, maybe you weren't able to get, you picked too late in the first round to get a Saquon Barkley. I know I have reports I passed on Barkley to take Henry and Taylor. Taylor got hurt, hopefully coming back soon. But yes, I did a whole podcast on the reports on Barkley. Kamara's had some enormous games, even as the Saints have plummeted by his performance against the Bucs. So these are all names we knew would be there for us in the first handful of rounds, and we either took them or we passed on them. We got one, and we're like, that's enough for now. I got 2, including Taylor, who was great before the injury, and now presumably is coming back. Once you hear about an ankle sprain, you know it's going to be a handful of weeks, but you also know it's not season-ending. That's kind of why you're where you're at. If you took care of getting running backs early, you have put yourselves in a good position to play for a fantasy championship based on where we are at the mid-season point with what these running backs are doing and how they are the main way to win in fantasy football right now. I have had trouble piecing together 3 wide receivers or 2 wide receivers and a tight end in one or both of my leagues in recent weeks. The buys don't help. There seems to be more injuries there. We knew from the beginning of the season, remember the whole, did Mel Kiper really say cover 2 should be banned? How teams were people off more often than they were throwing downfield or getting those big chunk plays through the passing game. And this is with one thing I got right, Justin Jefferson being worth you selecting in the first round, which I did in the coalition, and I stand by that pick by taking Jefferson, I believe, the 7th overall selection in that league. But it's the dominance of the running backs, and it's more than are just on this list, that are receiving the opportunities, that are making the plays, that are scoring the touchdowns. I'll kick myself on Kyren Williams, because as most of you who listen to this podcast know, he was a huge reason why I won a championship last year. Picked him up early on waivers, he prayed for me, then got hurt. I knew how long he'd be out. I felt I could cut him and then get him back. I did, and then he was great for me to the end of the season. My backfield last year in that league was McCaffrey. I mean, beyond McCaffrey, right? Still not playing, but if you went Jordan Mason as a handcuff or jumped in and for whatever reason said, and trust me, someone in one of my leagues did this before we ever knew McCaffrey was going to miss that Monday night game. A guy who didn't draft McCaffrey grabbed Jordan Mason on the Saturday before that first slate of games on Sunday and Monday. No, he didn't know anything. He was just playing a hunch, and it worked out great. And I know Breece Hall owners have been, some even said to me, you had that right. And then Hall has been better in recent weeks, even though the Jets keep losing and now have Devontae Adams. So it's been a running back dominated first half of fantasy football. If you had them, if you drafted them, and I'm another example here with Jonathan Taylor going down, even though one of my top two went down, I'm still doing really well because I put value in Bucky Irving in recent weeks, and then I did play Tank Bigsby in the London game against the Patriots. Ironically, in the league I'm not doing so well, I played Ramondre, and Ramondre was a non-factor. I'll say one thing about Ramondre going forward. If someone in your league cuts the guy, pick him up and just sit on him. Just sit on him. Because as bad as the Patriots look, as bad as the Patriots played against the Jaguars, Drake May is now in there. And there's going to be some fluctuation in fantasy value of a couple of players on the Patriots. But the teams the Patriots are going to play do not statistically show much when it comes to preventing rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. So there's potential here going forward for Stevenson to have a game or two or more, unless something else is going on here. Right? The schedule just sets up that way. And most of you know me well enough to know I don't get carried away with, quote, matchups. If you got a good player, you play the player. If it's a bad player, you don't play the player. But there were two things that really stood out this first half of the season as I looked ahead, where I was trying to find some things that stood out. And it was twofold. One, the Patriots' schedule was against a bunch of teams that defensively weren't great against the run, that gave up in the early part of the season a lot of fantasy points to running backs, which is why I'm hanging on to Ramondre. I just wish I hadn't played him this past week. And then something I may have talked about here a couple weeks ago, Arizona was going up against a defenses that was giving up nothing to quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. And that was a stay away from me. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I thank you for listening and thank you for reaching out just to ask how I'm doing. I hope you're doing very well, and I hope you are strong at running back and have ridden it to a winning record in one of the top seeds in your league through the first half. And if not, email me. Let's see if I can offer you a second opinion that helps raise your status in the coming weeks. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, get out to the Johns Pass Village location. Say hi to Tony Metzler at that store. He is open for business.